The longer note. Found on page 1694 in the Companion Bible. The second postscript, Romans 16:25-27, by E. W. Bullinger. That the doxology is a postscript added by the apostle after he had arrived at, and was residing in, Rome, 61-63 AD, see Appendix 180, and was writing Ephesians, seems clear for the following reasons, dash. First, there is no question as to the genuineness or authenticity of these verses. The question raised by their appearance not only after the close of the epistle itself, but also after the postscript of the amanuensis, Tertius, is connected with the mystery, kept in silence from age time but now manifested by means of prophetic writings. To find the subject matter of Ephesians introduced suddenly, in such a position, and in the diction of this doxology, has been a difficulty for ancient transcribers and modern commentators alike. The original manuscripts prove this by the position the doxology occupies in many of them. In over 190 it stands after Romans 14:23. In two or three it is wanting. In some it appears in both places, that is after Romans 14:23 and 16:24. In some, where the doxology stands as in the authorized version the second benediction, verse 24, is omitted. This difficulty is shared by modern commentators. Some suppose the doxology was the effusion of the fervent mind of the apostle on taking a general view of the epistle. Others say it needs only to read the doxology to see that its main purpose is nothing lower than thanksgiving for the universal gospel as a whole, and that its weighty grandeur of tone belongs to the close not of a section, but of the whole epistle. But the suggestion that this postscript was added later by the apostle removes all the difficulties, and shows that the minds of the ancient copyists were needlessly disturbed. The truth of the mystery had been lost long before the date of our oldest manuscripts. Hence the transcriber's excitement and perplexity. Had it been known, they would have at once understood that the doxology was subsequently added. One and the same remark applies to modern commentators. Although Paul must have had the secret revealed to him beforehand, probably about 57 or 58 AD, yet he was not permitted to publish the truths of the mystery in writing until after he was in Rome, and in prison. Consequently, when the epistle was sent first to the Romans, it was closed by second benediction, verse 24. Although given to him before the expiry of the period of grace enjoyed by the Pentecostal Church, he was not allowed to divulge it. So long as the offer of the kingdom, see Appendix 112-114, to earthly Israel was open, that mystery could not be made known. But when the sentence of judicial blindness had been promulgated and the prophecy of Isaiah 6 fulfilled, Acts 28:26-27, then the glorious truths for the later born were allowed to be set forth by prophetic writings, videlice the prison epistles. Therefore the apostle was guided by the Holy Spirit to add the postscript to Romans, thus completing in beautiful perfection the divine arrangement of the epistle, see structure, page 1661, and striking the keynote in the doctrinal teaching which in taken up and developed at large in Ephesians. 1. This suggestion was first made by Bishop Lightfoot in Biblical Essays, and adopted by others. Return to main index page,